So, Anita Walker, welcome to the podcast. I actually have Cole McWilliams here with us as well, too. So, both of you, welcome to the podcast today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to have you on. I know you're a little bit nervous. It was your first time on a podcast, so don't worry about it. It'll be nice and easy. And Cole, man, thank you for joining us again.
Back for round two.
Anita, you spent some time in the military. How long were you in? What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I joined the Marine Corps. I left for boot camp on my 18th birthday as a gift to myself.
All right, 18 years old, huh?
Yeah, I wanted some new opportunities and to get out of the small town that I was in.
Florida? Where were you living at the time?
At the time, I was in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I joined the Marine Corps. I was there for 4 years. I was an air traffic controller. It's where I met my husband.
In the Marines, too.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he retired from the Marine Corps. So that was our life for a lot of years.
What did he do, 20 years, 15 years?
Yeah, he did 17 and was medically retired after he went to Iraq several times. Retired in 2015.
Probably got a nice pension, something like that.
Something like that.
Very nice. Military money is not too bad. They took care of me pretty well when I went to college. I went to school in Bloomsburg University, and they paid for an entire year of school. They gave me about $1,000 off the GI Bill to go to college, just cash, like not for books or anything like that, just $1,000 cash.
Right, yeah.
On top of paying for an entire year. I mean, as a 20-year-old college kid with no car payment and just going to school, like $1,000 a month is nice. Like, I'm just going to go to school and get my education and party on the weekend and have an extra $1,000 in my pocket. So that was a very nice deal that they had given me. You touched on your GI benefits at all?
I did. I unfortunately waited too long too. So I got 2 years of college in, but then mine expired. I'm a little bit older, so I didn't get the GI.
No, you're not.
So, yeah, I did get 2 years in. It was very nice. Very nice.
I've used the VA for my VA bill for real estate. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, they allow you to, if you have a VA bill, you can pretty much do a sign-in drive on new home construction. So the first property that I bought literally was nothing out of pocket. All closing costs were covered due to it being a VA bill, which was a really nice thing. What did you take away from the military? What were your big takeaways?
So my big takeaways, because I joined so young, you know, really instilled the core values of who I am today. So, you know, the Marine Corps is about honor, courage, commitment. I love to take a challenge. I tend to rise up to those. I live based off of integrity. That is the core of who I am. All of those things. There is, though, a very clear other side to me, too, that, you know, stems just from how I was raised and the person that I am. It's very based off of empathy for others. So where I do tend to lead as a Marine at times, there's also that other side that people sometimes don't understand that's like super compassionate. So there's two sides.
Which transfers well into your new role. First off, congrats on the new role. Then it looks like your new role at work is changing again. So two promotions in 1 month, that's a good thing there. How does what you learn in the military help you out within the actual operation? And Anita Walker, she is now operating as an operations manager within Amazon. And I think the military and being an operation manager have a lot of similarities. You have a clear mission, you have clear goals, you have clear objectives that you have to accomplish throughout the course of the day. So how does the military help you out with those goals that you're going after throughout the course of your work week at Amazon?
So it's very much in line to what you were just speaking about. I do look at everything as though it's a mission.
Yeah.
I do strategize how I'm going to get there. I know my objectives. I know my goals, my short-term and longer-term goals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I define my success off of not just meeting those or exceeding those goals. I have a very high bar, but also like whether or not I've taken people up along with me and how you can help develop others
It's hard. It can be hard sometimes to differentiate between the short-term goals and long-term goals. Because you have your immediate day goals, which you have to take care of. But then you have to think about the big picture. You have to think about your long-term goals as well, too. And in Amazon, like, you look at certain individuals that come in right from college, that become brand new college hires. If you're too focused on short-term goals, they'll never develop and grow into the people they've become. So you have to make sure that you grow them and make sure that they mature into a formidable manager, someone that can operate in all different building types and all different industries. And you've been pretty good at growing people at Amazon. I can think of two individuals most recently that you helped grow. What kind of goal?
So I wouldn't say that I have any sort of exact clear message that I give to each person. I treat each person, they're unique. They have their own strengths. I like to develop them based off of how I've not really sized them up, but what I see in them, and then slowly work on their opportunities, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the messages are different for each person. But the biggest thing that you have to have in Amazon is hustle. Everything else is repetitive, essentially. Like, you can learn it. Anybody can learn
it. Being proactive.
Being proactive. You have to have a bias for action. That is probably the number one thing that I look for.
I think being proactive is enormous in Amazon. I think, like, early on when I first joined the company, when I was, I was just 25 years old when I first joined. I was not nearly as proactive as I am today. Like, now when I go into work, I start thinking about what can I do? Where can I get ahead? How can I gain advantage on today? How can I get more accomplished in less time? And I think that's something that you did really well. I mean, you launched a lot of training programs, training materials, and held a lot of training classes when we started to launch this building that we're in out here in Little Rock, Arkansas, a few weeks ago. When you went about those training programs and training classes, you got those done in a very short period of time. How did you go about that? What was your mindset like getting all those training periods done?
I've actually started doing that before I even joined Lit. I realized that when I was coming up in Amazon, people tended to hold their things close to their chest because of the nature, the competitive nature of this business. They didn't want to share what made them successful, or, you know, were afraid to show people.
Just want to get ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to have I've had several mentors, but one in particular stands out. And so if it wasn't
name dropping is fine, unless you don't want to, then I totally understand.
I always name drop this person. So Austin Benson is
a good man.
Yes.
Good man.
Who I consider the person that gave me enough for me to go and search out and seek the ways of the business and start to understand the most. And I think he took a chance on me where others would not. So I am.
Austin really appreciates loyalty.
Yes. Yes, he does.
That's his big thing. If you're loyal to him, he has your back 100%.
Absolutely. So I was very lucky in that sense. And he's, you know, clearly super knowledgeable about the business. So he's like one of the best people to learn from. I've been lucky enough to like take on some of those characteristics, or he'd show me a better way to like be in myself, but still take on different tools. He gave me different tools. But anyway, back to the question, I suppose, of, you know, how I did those things so quickly. I had already started. I'm a very transparent person, and I actually get enjoyment out of seeing people develop and see that light bulb go off and see them like decide that, okay, where I started out as just a tier one associate, but there really is some level of ownership. I can own where Amazon takes me. That's so when you start to drop that knowledge on people and start to see them realize that that's more than just doing a better job day to day, but now I've given myself a career path and I can chase that. And it's a long-term goal. So I started creating some of these documents, probably about 2 years ago, and I was always trying to tweak them, but it's something that was pretty time consuming. But this opportunity to join Lit One, it made me sit down and finish what I had started. So it was easy. It was easy.
Yeah, I was actually surprised at how much training materials you had.
Yes.
It's very impressive.
Been working on it for a while.
I have a decent amount myself. And I actually have like fear that my computer is going to crash one day and I'm not going to be able to get everything off of it. So I'm actually working on linking up with IT soon to literally back up everything on my computer on a cloud so that whenever my computer does crash, knock on wood, I hope it doesn't, I have all of those training materials stored in a cloud and I can just pull them right down from that.
Same. Same.
How do you find ways to continue succeeding? So success isn't something that is just automatically going to be given to you. It can be difficult at times. How do you find ways in your own day to continue driving towards success?
So I personally don't accept failure, but I do look at if I have tried something on a one particular day and it doesn't work, then that's a learning opportunity. As long as I don't repeat that and continue in that same manner, I absolutely will not accept failure for myself or my direct reports. But I do develop and coach, and then I build strategies. I just make sure it's a foolproof strategy, and I execute. I have definitely a relentless pursuit of excellence that I live by.
Colt McWilliams, man, talk about your relentless pursuit of excellence, man. I know you don't have the hit the mic right now. Tell me what are things you like to do to make sure you're always driving towards success and more success.
Usually,
and Cole, what is success to you?
Ooh, success to me.
On the spot question.
Yeah, I was gonna say, success to me is going above my goals for the day. Whether you know, there's different categories. Whether it's productivity or quality, those are just types of business successes or metrics. I'm like Anita. I really like to try and help people around me, like people who are trying their best that want to do something other than the role they're in, try and help them get there. Like Anita said, it'll take us where we want to be in life eventually, but trying to find others that they can get to a different level. Like some people, they may struggle in one area, but they have strengths in others that haven't been discovered. And you play around with it, give them opportunities to see what they're great at. And most of the time, people are very appreciative of that, and they just completely crush whatever you go, switch it up with. But success to me, just having a great day, having a safe day, and going home and trying to, do better than you did the previous day.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think if you're looking at success, it is learning from your previous mistakes. It is going out there with a proactive attitude. It is looking at those leaders you have right below you and thinking, how am I going to make sure they continue growing? How do I make sure they continue seeing more success so that they can help out the people behind them? And I think if you look at somebody like O'Brien and Yvette, both two PAs who came out here with us, both two assistant managers who came out here with us, now they're managers. How do they then continue to shore up the next line of assistant managers underneath them and then managers underneath them to make sure that they keep duplicating success relative to operation management terms? And living in Arkansas, different state, different environment. This is not Florida. This is not a state of 20-something million people with beaches, water, restaurants, shopping centers all around you. How have you liked the Arkansas living? What has that been like for you?
Surprisingly, I actually enjoy it more than I thought I would. I think we all have the stereotype of what we thought Arkansas would be.
Yeah.
I found Little Rock to be a lot more diverse than I expected, and I am pleasantly surprised by that. The nature around here, if you're into, hiking or just scenery, it's a plus. It's beautiful. I found there's several opportunities here where I could seek out my other passion, which is I do participate in activism on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
There's opportunity for that here. So when I'm on a normal schedule, I can devote some time to that. So, I mean, I actually like it a lot more. It's smaller. It's a lot more slow paced.
Yeah.
I think maybe I need that to an extent. So it's a nice break.
It is definitely a good temporary home. Like, it's laid back, it's calm, it's easy. There really is not too much going on here at all. It reminds me a lot of Birmingham, Alabama. So it is a nice spot to come to for a little bit. Cost of living is definitely a lot less than Florida and way less than New York, which is also super nice as well. Cole, man, how have you liked it over here? What has Arkansas been like for you?
It reminds me a lot of, like, Mississippi, the part I lived at. Like you said, I don't know how to describe it. Like, Florida, it seems very, like, even though you got the beaches and stuff, but, you know, the bigger cities like Jacksonville, it's like there's a different pace of living there. Like, everyone's always got somewhere to go. It's not like New York or something like that, but it's not something I'm really used to. But here in Arkansas and Little Rock, everyone seems pretty chill and laid back. We're in the South, you know, everyone's very polite most of the time, like, you know, southern hospitality. It's different. It's a good change. It's probably what I needed at the time, not gonna lie. Like, it's slowed down a little bit. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. Anita, from a business point of view, tell me about some business techniques or management techniques that you've used to see success in the workplace.
Some business techniques. So Amazon thrives on the Lean Six. Now, I started to realize a trend growing. You know, I was not taught Lean Six techniques, didn't know what they were when I started working at Amazon. But I started picking up on these trends. And I would say about, was it 3.5 years in, I finally took a Lean Six.
I didn't know that. It's interesting.
So when I realized that's truly the key to Amazon's success. I found that to be very interesting, and I try to incorporate some of those aspects daily.
Cole, what about you, man? What kind of, like, certain business techniques or management techniques do you use to be successful?
I think my biggest one is lead by example. Like, if you're asking your team and you're asking associates to go do a job that you're doing, if you never take the time to do a little bit of it here and there, you know, if you're going and coaching somebody or just trying to, you know, compare management to that, they're going to be like, you don't know, you know, what this job entails. But, like, I really tried now, like, every day, at least do, like, process path for, like, 15 minutes a day, or, like, if people that, you know, moving pallets around and stuff like that, they get backed up, not afraid to jump in there and help out. So they see, you know, hey, you're not in this alone. That's just some little things.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, you have to learn as much as you can so that you can know what you're talking about and know what other people are going through. And it never stops. Like, if you were in the IT field, if you're in the sales field, like, you want to know as much as you can and learn as much as you can. Now, Anita, for you, what's next for Anita Walker? What do you have next on your plate? I know you're out here in Little Rock now, really moving in a good direction with the company. What do you have lined up next for yourself?
So, goal, short-term goal, lock down my six officially. Long-term goal, I'm willing to play the Amazon game. I will see if it's more beneficial for me to stay. I'll stay.
It's a lot of opportunity.
There's a lot of opportunity. I think I would ultimately like to lat move into maybe something like Aces or I could see myself there. But
it's not easy when you have so many different opportunities.
There are a lot more opportunities than one realizes when you first.
Like, whether you're just working in the operation, whether you're going to Aces or different engineering programs, going to the corporate side of things, HR, IT, AWS, I mean, there are really a wide range of different options that are out there. And the grass is greener somewhere on one of those different fields, but it's hard to know exactly where is the grass greener. So I thought recently Skylar went over and did the whole recruiting thing, going to college campuses, giving out a lot of information in regards to what it's like working for Amazon. I found that to be pretty interesting. Cole, what about you, man? What's on the agenda for Cole over the next couple months to the next year?
I don't know. I'm happy with, you know, operations right now, yeah. But a part of me kind of wants to go back to logistics, like maybe go to the Tom team side of things, or going to, you know, more transportation eventually. That's what I got my degree in. It's funny. I don't know. It's, you know, in the warehouse, you're trying to, you know, go hit your plan and things like that. But there's something about back when I was like a fleet manager, if like a driver had like a tire blowout or something crazy happened like that, like trying to scramble to recover a load, like I'm legit searching for any driver within 2 hours of that person that has hours to try and save something like that. Like I enjoy the thrill of that. It's very weird little, like pulling something like that off. It's probably very minuscule to some people, but I think it's like a fun little game, like going throughout the day.
Man, I like the operation. Like personally, I enjoy the operation. You're working with people. You're working towards goals. You're working towards objectives all day long. Those goals and those objectives, they're usually fluctuating and changing. But you're working with people throughout the course of the day. You're on your feet. You obviously have to sit down, crunch data, analyze metrics, develop game plans. I've genuinely enjoyed the operation. I think it's a great spot to grow your leadership skills. I think it's a great spot to develop talent and go do other things from there. So I think it's a great field to go down. So wrapping up this podcast, Anita, first off, good having you on. It was definitely a pleasure to have you on. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have fun. Cole McWilliams, thank you for attending as well, too. It was great having both of you on.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.